And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, good morning, everybody, right around the country. Welcome to your Sunday Hour of Health. It's the last little tune-up. It's called the House of Wellness. It's Ed Phillips here and happy to be flanked by the lovely nutritionist and healthy chef, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Good morning.
And our favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Ed. And are you flanking me as well?
You're on a rear flank. Right. So more like a hock, I guess it is, with a bit of fetlock thrown in.
Thank you.
A lot of us are a little dazed and stunned with the kick-in of daylight savings. So the alarm went an hour earlier when we weren't expecting it. So many states adjusting. So we're possibly on... A little bit earlier in your household this morning as well. Our phone lines are open and clear, 131873, and we'd love to hear from you with our experts standing by. Fair to say we can go a little bit nuts today, Gerald.
Oh, very
no
funny.
No pun intended,
that. It might be early, but Ed is on fire. We're going to talk nuts today, and it's terrific to have Zoe here because nuts, I think, get a really bad reputation.
It's quite interesting. I mean, look, obviously with the increase of allergies, there's a lot of fear around what we should be actually eating. Lots of research going into desensitization, how to say that in the morning, and how to actually reduce the overall risk of allergies, but they're so good for you.
Yeah. I mean, for most people. Most people.
Yeah, look, I think...
They are okay.
Yeah.
And when you look at the health benefits for a middle-aged and older person, from cholesterol, blood pressure, good bacteria, the whole thing, sperm health and fertility, there's lots of reasons why you should be looking
at. And the thing is, they're quite diverse in how we can use them in recipes, from sweet to savoury.
Yes.
It's something that can be a really good base or simply thrown into a salad.
Well, lots of your recipes have nuts.
Or a lot of them do. I am more mindful now, obviously, of being a mum of a 4.5-year-old and being at school. So obviously, you know, I'm very cautious with kids coming over. We had an incident very recently when we had a little kid come over.
Because they swap food.
They swap food. And I just don't serve nuts at all, unfortunately, in the house, which is a real shame. With kids around, that is.
What about your little breakfast pick-me-up that you're going to do today? From nutritious to delicious.
And that is a simple recipe. So often what we need is we need good, simple breakfast bars. I'm on the run all the time. This is the kind of dish that you can make in advance. You can pop it in the fridge, even the freezer, and actually have them ready to go. It's very simple. And I've coupled it with a nice little smoothie, which we will air today on House of Wellness TV.
Oh, looking forward to that. Now, big guest coming up. Gerald, I know normally you are the pinnacle of the show. However, today we've been gazumped by superstar, super crooner, who's been dazzling audiences across the country and delighting everyone that he's spoken to, the wonderful Michael Bublé. We caught up with a couple of days ago, and we'll have his chat with him coming up in about half an hour. So isn't he just nice...
Are we first to air with him? He's everywhere.
I wouldn't think so.
I've been telling people we're first to air with him.
Yeah, I think that's quite right. He was on Sunrise during the week, etc. And
I didn't see that, so it doesn't count.
It was early.
Well, there you go.
But isn't it nice when a global superstar comes in and just goes out of his way to be lovely to everyone, and everyone has this universal opinion that, gosh, he's a nice guy.
But it is true, though. He really emulates such a level of warmth. I mean, from what he's gone through, it is incredible. And it seems like he's really risen up out of it and actually is using that as a platform to talk about really positive ways to actually help people. Well, so I was impressed.
Yeah,
really
important on a wellness show, we emphasise that. You probably know Michael Bublé's story, along with his wife. Their little boy, Noah, was diagnosed with, I think it was a liver cancer a couple of years ago.
So very
literally stepped away from performing for a couple of years to focus on his health. And it looks to have turned the corner and he's going really well. But it shook Michael and his wife, obviously. Mm. But he's back now, and I think singing with a renewed vigour. And the new album out is called Love, rather appropriately, too. Mm. So we'll chat to him about all those sort of things. Good. He's also got a brand newborn, a little 7-8-week-old daughter as well. So he's kind of happy to be away on this publicity tour. Getting some sleep in, he confided to us. So we'll catch up with him in about half an hour. On the A to Z of vitamins, we go right to the end, to the letter Z today, do we not?
Zinc. Ed. Mm-hmm. Lots
one of my
things.
Faves.
It's one of those underrated things, though, isn't it? We talk about zinc, but when you look at the role of zinc in so many physiological actions within our body, when you don't have enough, things can go pear-shaped.
Yeah. It's all good until you do the test for zinc, when you have to have that metallic thing in your mouth.
Well, no, that shows that you're okay.
Oh, right, but still no fun. No. It's like you've licked the top of a sort of a battery and got a bit of the acid.
Putting cotton wool in your mouth. Yeah. It just takes everything
or a
away.
Hummer cap or something.
Many benefits to it. We'll examine those as well. And we'll put all our corners in the callers in the drawer for the $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store right around the country. 131-873 is our number. Why don't we start with a quick call and get the ball rolling? Heather is in Oakley in Melbourne this morning. Hi, Heather.
Hi, everyone.
Our guests and experts are here for you. How can we help
Fire
you?
Fire away, Heather.
Oh, Gerald, sorry to worry.
No, never a worry. That's what we're
I
here
had
for.
That dreaded flu at Christmas time, and I was laid up for quite a few months. And it's gone now, but I cannot get rid of the dry, tickly cough. And, you know, usually about 5:30 in the morning, it drives me nuts. And I think the... Buttermenthol Company.
They've done well from you, Heather, have they?
Yes, they have. Look, yes. I was just wondering if you had any solutions for me, please.
And this cough just has appeared as a result of that infection, so it's a leftover, Heather. You're sure of that?
Yes. Look, it's been going for months, and I just can't get rid of it.
There's a few things. I've got a few mates who do a lot of voiceovers and things, and they use Manuka honey. They use and you're a fan of Manuka,
yeah,
I think,
love it,
aren't you?
Love it.
It's very soothing for where your throat is irritated, Heather. The other we've talked about often is ivy leaf extract. Now, ivy leaf is marketed for a chesty cough, but it's brilliant taking a teaspoonful at a time to soothe the back of your throat. So that's the other. And one little hint, before you go to bed at night, use a saline irrigation. So isotonic saline, no preservative, so it restricts the brands that are available, and use that before you go to bed, and that might stop that build-up of mucus overnight, which you see as a cough first thing in the morning.
Cautionary tale, though, we're used to all the beautiful honeys we get for relatively cheap prices in Australia. The Manuka honey, because it's so good and so active, it's actually quite expensive, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but you're only using a half a teaspoonful at a time.
Yeah.
But it has got amazing therapeutic activity
it's
as
really
well.
It's really good. I mean, it's got a natural antibacterial. It's a very simple thing to actually add into your regime, because that's half the thing with obviously trying to increase health and reduce your issues. The other thing obviously is astragalus. It works on the upper respiratory system, so that's a really good one. And I always think, I've spoken to so many of my clients who have had this persistent cough, and often what's happened, there has been an underlying allergy as well. So maybe just to reduce all of those high allergic foods, your strawberry, your dairy, your citrus, your gluten, and just reduce them and then slowly see if that actually helps overall.
And some chest rub as well, Heather.
Oh, yeah, good old chest rub.
Good old chest rub.
Multi-pronged solution we have for you, Heather. Thank you so much. 131873 is our number. All our callers going to wear today in the draw for the $100 gift voucher to go and spend at Chemist Warehouse. Big show today. Michael Bublé coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Hope you can stick around. Back after this quick break on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Introducing Neuromol. It combines the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, into the one tablet. So just the one tablet of Neuromol provides more effective and longer-lasting pain relief than two 500-milligram tablets of regular paracetamol. So for superior pain relief, make the switch to Neuromol. It combines the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, in one tablet. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Neuromol 12s are just $4.99. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Alrighty, we're here to take your calls. 131-873, our website, by the way, houseofwellness.com.au. Zoe Bingley-Pullen, along with Cheryl Quigley and Ed Phillips here. And one of our lucky callers is going to score a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. Steve, we're coming to you in Greenvale. We're into hay fever season, good and proper right now. And you're after some relief, my friend.
Yes, and also how to change my clocks that I've changed.
Every clock.
What you do, Stephen, is you get a 10-year-old in to do it for you.
Yes.
Because they just do it.
Guys, I've got a question for both of you.
Sure.
Gerald, hay fever, and I've taken Telfast, even the low kids dose of 60 milligrams. That made me so sleepy. I was just wondering, would Clarentine be better? And for Sophie, I've got a ragweed cross allergy with my hay fever. I've kept a diary for like 15 years and I don't know what else to eliminate, but I've been eating cucumber and apples, and I've noticed in my diary I get itchy red eyes, watery Is that a cause? Is there something else I could eat instead?
That ragweed allergy, Stephen, it's a group of foods, isn't it, Zoe? Mm. That there's a whole, I think there's cantaloupe in there, there's a whole group of them. And it really is trial and error, Steve. The fact that you've got a diarrhea is just terrific. Now, before Zoe tells us about foods, the antihistamine of choice is quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. All the good things start with
definitely.
Q-U.
Certainly do, actually. Nothing biased about what he just said there.
Quercetin.
Yep.
And the other thing is omega-3. So what you're doing is you've got an inflammation cascade set up, Stephen, and you've got to get in and interrupt that. And that's what omega-3s will do. So the protein of choice is fish.
Yep.
Fish oil, so fish two or three times a week, oily fish. Fish oil capsules, just a no-brainer, with a high EPA DHA content.
Yeah.
So food, Zoe, where do we go?
So obviously it's avoiding sort of those high histamine-based foods. And although we're talking about how good fermented pickled vegetables are, they actually are things we need to avoid. The obvious things, red wine, chocolate, green tea, we need to take those out of the diet. You know, caffeine has some beneficial elements to capillaries, but again, in this case, we need to reduce it. Mm. Any of your cured meats, I mean, they are a real problem. Your bacon, your your ham, things like that, we need them out.
So these are salicylate foods.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah, definitely. And they're all the high allergen across, so you'll see so many ailments. These are the types of foods we actually need to reduce. Mm. But when it comes to increasing the good types of foods, again, exactly like Gerald said, oily fish, as much of those anti-inflammatory rich foods you can possibly get. Turmeric is another one. Obviously, we can supplement it in the curcumin form. But again, if you want to add it, things like golden tea, it's cool. So you put a little bit of either fresh or powdered turmeric powder, a little bit of coconut oil, pepper, and avoid the dairy and the soy. Because again, soy is mucus producing. So it's something that we want to be reducing as well. And all of your citrus-based foods. And you might use something like your almond milk or even a seed-based milk, something like a hemp milk. Because these foods, not only are they rich in your omega-3 fatty acids, which are your anti-inflammatories, they have protein, they're low allergy dense foods, and as Gerald's going to talk about zinc and all these other important minerals, they also contain those foods in the diet as well.
Did you know there's a big study going on in the UK which is trying to work out that this theory we've had that dairy produces mucus. Mm. They feel, these researchers feel, that's twaddle.
So it's quite an interesting, because I did read something about that, and they think it's not necessarily is it the dairy, but it's the processing of the dairy that actually is increasing. So I've actually had clients before we were legally allowed to drink raw milk, but they would actually try on their own accord. Mm-hmm. I did not recommend them to do it, but they would try raw milk, and often in that case, they would not have an allergic response on low dose. So sometimes when we change the molecular structure of foods, what we're actually changing is the enzymes and the protein structure, and they are critical in how we break certain foods down.
And that'll come up when we talk nuts later on.
Yeah, big time.
There was a little sort of trend for the unpasteurised goat milk for a while too, wasn't there? So it hadn't been heated and had the pasteurisation.
Well, goat milk in its structure is the closest to breast milk.
Yes.
We actually have, and I had chronic eczema as a child, so my mum was way ahead of her time. We had no gluten and no dairy in the diet. We had lots of goat milk products. I'm still not a fan, apart from goat's cheese.
But she was a bit quirky, your mum, and that's another of those QU words.
My mum is quirky. Still a bit quirky.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. 131873 is our number. Molly standing by patiently in Albert Park this morning. Hello.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Molly.
I've got a 10-year-old who's suffering from really bad hay fever at the moment. It's probably worst at the moment, and I'm having to give him Zyrtec every night before he goes to bed. He starts to get itchy.
Is he asthmatic as well, Molly?
Well, no, but I did take him to the doctors probably about a week ago, because when he's probably his hay fever was at his worst, he started developing this little cough where it would sort of happen in the middle of the night, where it would just be this little irritating cough. And I thought, look, you know what, I think he's got a little bit of asthma. But they actually told me that they can't measure a 10-year-old with asthma. They can't measure him at the moment.
Yep. Now, if we just step back, Molly, remember this is a result of inhaled allergens. So when your little boy, is it?
Yes, Marco.
When Marco inhales an allergenic matter, all sorts of things happen. You produce mucus to try and expel it. But if it becomes chronic, then that inflammation is set up, as we had from Stephen, our previous caller. So, irrigation. You use a saline, and you can buy a saline irrigation that he can use easily, either standing up, it's a spray, or lying down. three or four puffs each side will irrigate night and morning the allergenic material that's accumulated in his nose. Yes. And there is an oil you can buy, which is a mist. So it's not oily stuff like Vaseline, but it's a mist that on high pollen count day, so you keep an eye on that, before he goes to school, one puff up each side, and that blocks the allergenic material clinging to the mucous surfaces. So very, very important. And it's the sort of stuff that he's going to have to get used to doing himself, but he'll get so much relief, he'll want to do it.
Okay, and do you know, can I have a name of that?
I wish I could. I have a number of serial stalkers, Molly, who don't allow me to mention names.
Can I say
it's saline.
Okay.
It's saline that does not have a preservative, and it's got three letters. And the other, and that company also makes an oil, which is a sesame oil. So it's not an allergenic oil, and it's a protection. And these are simple steps to put into place to just make him comfortable.
Can I just ask one other question? I don't like giving him Zyrtec every night, but it's the only way he's getting a little bit of relief.
Well, and if he doesn't get quality sleep, he's going to be not just cranky, but his ability to withstand that allergenic cascade every day becomes harder and harder. So you don't have an option at the moment, Molly. So, and it'll be okay. It'll be fine.
And obviously, as a 10-year-old, it's very hard to, you know, to really kind of encourage them to take lots of supplements. Yep. But I do think if you could possibly just increase, like we keep saying, the omega-3 oils throughout the diet. I find that either putting something like hemp seed oil in a smoothie, you could also make those into ice blocks or icy poles as well.
So that's
a little bit, or a bit of a cool kind of breakfast bar of some sort. But I also do think in this case, there's some really good kids' fish oils out there. And that's something that, I mean, Emily's 4.5. We play a game around all these things. Mummy takes hers, she takes hers. And that way it is about sort of supporting it. The other thing also is I'm seeing a lot, obviously, it is the worst time of year for hay fever, but a lot of our houses are the problem as well. So it might be worthwhile giving everything a really good clean. You'd be amazed how much mold, but if not, building biologists. I mean, they are a little bit expensive, but it is the way to really kind of look exactly what your environment's doing, because you might be able to map it. And actually often keeping a diary in this case of when there's trigger factors can actually ascertain and refine down to when there might be the worst times that your little one's having this issue.
Refresh our memory, Zoe. In one of the earlier episodes of the House of Wellness TV show last year, did you not get your house sort of examined by this sort of biologist with some startling results?
It's really, really interesting, because obviously what they're doing is they're looking at multiples of things, but they're looking at mainly mold is the big one, electromagnetic currencies throughout the house.
Amazing,
having a four-year-old, there's lots of misinformation out there about the impact on electromagnetic currents.
Yeah.
But it was quite interesting, because my house is, you know, it's a 10-year-old house.
Yeah.
But I did have high electric magnetic areas, particularly in Emily's playroom.
Huh.
So I'm simply doing things like turning off my Wi-Fi when we're not using it. I'm being very proactive in cleaning out my air conditioning, so that the vents have to be cleared out every 3 months. I don't know anyone who does that.
Yeah.
So I'm maybe not doing it every 3 months, but I'm focusing on at least every 6 months and just being a little bit more conscious.
You're aware of it.
I'm aware of it.
That's important. Yeah.
Good plan until we all forget that Wi-Fi passcode like this morning, right? We cannot get your daughter logged back in.
But you're doing wonders for the environment, though.
I don't know what it is. A quick one. We're going to Fentry Gully. Kaylee, hello. Welcome to the House of Wellness. How can we help?
Good morning, panel. And Gerald, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I have a dry mouth every night. Mm-hmm. And my doctor told me that it's because I sleep with my mouth open.
That's right.
And I'm not breathing through my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried everything, and it's like every night, this has been going on for 4 years, it's like torture. You've got to wake up, you know, at least 12 times a night just to take a sip of water.
Yes.
And now, I've tried everything. I've even tried these melts from America that you put in your
mouth, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, all of those things will help, but you're not still, though, Kaylee, addressing the underlying cause. I think your GP's spot on, and you may not be sleeping all night with your mouth open, but it's important that you do breathe, because the option to that's not good, Kaylee. So, and you've heard me talk a couple of times about irrigating your nose before you go to sleep. And what that does is wash away the garbage that you've collected across the day, the previous day. Put yourself on an elevated pillow, not too high, and we've already talked about chest rub. Now, chest rub gives you the essential oils, menthol, eucalyptus. These things just tend to keep your nasal passages open, and that will make a difference, Kaylee. So and you're looking then at the underlying cause, and stay away from eating things before you go to bed that might be causing
the natural high allergen foods. I mean, we say it all the time, but the obvious ones, without dissecting and going further into this, because you might have other underlying allergies as well. So maybe, again, keeping a food diary is a great thing for a week, to seeing if there's other trigger factors. Essential oils, if you know, for a lot of these chest rubs, they sometimes also have the petroleum jelly in them.
Yeah, you've got to move away from those.
Yeah, so there's some really beautiful
essential butter and things like
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. Some essential oils you can make your own with a little bit of extra virgin coconut oil. But neti pots. I mean, these are Ayurvedic. They're such a simple thing.
Well, you and I could debate that.
Oh, don't you like them?
Yeah, because they're not isotonic. So what you're doing
even
is,
if you put the solution, the saline solution in it.
No, that's this isotonicity.
Yeah, right.
There's 41 identified bacteria in our nose. Unless it's isotonic, they get belted to blazes. It's like an antibiotic.
Interesting.
So we've learnt a lot about the lining of the nose, which is very similar to leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's leaky nose syndrome, where you've got stuff going in through the mucous surfaces.
And obviously the little villi, the little hairs, they get eroded over time
gone.
As well.
And they don't come back.
That's it, once they've gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
nurture.
Well, is that what we're always supposed to be doing, isn't it? After most of us.
We're doing.
Let's take a little break. We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec. However, waiting on the other side of this break, we get a wonderful chat with the incredibly talented Michael Bublé.
Is he waiting up there? I'll go and get him.
Okay, stay with us. That's coming up after this break on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, anyone who's ever had cystitis knows they don't want to go through it again. And whilst the importance of healthy bladder function seems fairly obvious, we seem to come across varied opinions on what can help you achieve it. Well, it might be worth investigating the benefits of cranberry. Australian-made and owned Healthy Care Super Cranberry may assist in reducing the recurrence of cystitis by inhibiting bacteria activity. Right now, Chemist Warehouse, Healthy Care Super Cranberry 90 caps at just $9.59. Support your urinary tract health and promote healthy antioxidant activity with Healthy Care Super Cranberry. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back. This is the House of Wellness. Now, after stepping away from showbiz some 2 years ago, Canadian crooner Michael Bublé is back. He's back on our shores too. The incredibly loved 43-year-old has put his career on hold for a little while to focus on family, but back now performing. We're so happy to say we've got him in the studio with us. Michael Indeed. Bublé, hello, my friend.
Hello, how are you?
Going great. How's the jet lag treating you?
Good. You know, it's funny. I just forgot I was 43.
Yeah.
And it surprised me when you said 43, and I was about to say, no, I'm actually 42.
You just recently had a birthday.
But I forgot. And that's what happens when you start to get old. You start to forget how old you are.
It feels like an admin error after a while, because you're going, who's this 43-year-old they're talking about? This 52-year-old?
I am 16 in my head.
All righty. We all know the story of your last couple of years, necessarily focusing on family, but we're so happy about the outcome. But it must have changed you in some way and affected the brand new music you're about to release into next month.
Yeah, I think it affects, it's impossible for not to permeate in every single facet of your life. You know, I hope out of something so absolutely terrible, there can at least be some kind of positive life lesson, or at least in my own philosophy, when I sit alone, I can only hope there is, because I can't really reckon there's, you know, it's just hard to even understand. Sometimes, you know, it gets deeper than that. You wonder what matters and really,
definitely,
you know, is that all there is? And this is a very deep discussion, because you start to think about the biggest questions there are, and why are we here, and what is it all about, and how did we get here, and is there something after, and all of those questions. And what it does, basically, it gives you some deadly perspective. And most people, sadly, have to finish their life, or at least get to their deathbed, to understand the clarity and to know what is really important and what matters to them. And sadly for us, my wife and I, we've had that clarity thrust upon us. But now is an exhilarating time for me.
Yeah.
It's so nice to be able to come back and tell the world how much you love them and how much you missed them and how grateful you are. And it sounds very Kanye West, but I think I've made one of the greatest records of its kind. I really do.
I'm a mum of a, you know, 4.5-year-old, and so I understand the sentiment of them being the focus of everything. I read an interview and you spoke about social media, and you said it's all about having more loves as opposed to having more likes. And I thought that was brilliant. Do you think that change of view has actually influenced your music?
Yeah, I think for sure it has. I think there's an honesty. I would love to trade that perspective. I wish that my son didn't have to go through any of this. I truly think that there could be much easier ways of learning life's lessons. But it is what it is. It's strange to say, but I mean, I'm able to inhibit the characters of these stories now because I understand a depth of pain that I didn't even know existed. And so I always knew love. My mom and dad are good, really good people, and taught me and my sisters unconditional love. And now I think one of the greatest gifts that you can give, and I don't mean just your children, I mean humanity, is to know that they deserve to be loved and to help them with the ability to love other people.
No question. And poignantly, you've called the album Love. Yeah. You've sung about love for decades now, but I think it's kind of really meaning something more in this next level.
For sure it is. It's funny. This record is a really neat journey through this feeling, this emotion that is so varied and so textured. And when we think love, I mean, right away, we probably think, you know, this of the romantic type, you know, this wonderful, positive, happy word and this feeling. But the truth is, love is a far more complicated word than that, isn't it?
And
a more complicated emotion. And I think if I can't, but obviously if I went through each song on this record, I could give you a through line and an understanding of my theory of this subject, my theory of love. And each song is a short story which takes us in and out of the light and the dark of this emotion. And there are certain songs that do talk about that romantic aspect of it. And then there are others that really give you a sense of the hatred, the violence, the unhappiness, the resentment that also are part of this massive word that has so much commonality. It literally is what keeps human beings together.
And that's often so the case because, you know, there's poetry in words and poetry in music in itself. On your album, songs like I Only Have Eyes For You, I mean, I'm a frustrated jazz lover anyway. Do you have a favourite? Is there something that really resonated and spoke to you in how you wanted that, you know, that story of love to come through to people?
Yeah, I think that perhaps something like La Vie en Rose, which is, for me,
great song.
It was a lovely song and a way to build almost a mirror image of my relationship with my wife, which was telling a story about the ugly American that goes abroad and and meets a
Canadian
woman from exactly, but I should say North American. And and this story is about this. You know the movie An American in Paris?
Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Well, that's kind of what this song for me was about this American going to another culture, falling in love with this woman who speaks her heart language. And through the song, when you hear it, when it's released, when you have a chance to, you'll understand that I've written these counter melodies where we speak to each other, me and the characters.
It's like a dance.
It's exactly what it is. It's a dance, and we find ourselves completely falling in love. And at some point, I assimilate to her culture, and I end up singing with her in French. And within the very next song, I've done a song called Such a Night, which for me was the memory of this incredible whirlwind romance. And I could go through and through it. Obviously, it's a lot to talk about. But there is a through line. Each story connects, and each story is a sort of a different take on the spectrum of love.
I like it.
You don't get that with a Kanye album.
I don't know. I don't know.
He probably thinks so.
Yeah, he probably has his own his own story. Yeah.
And is Kanye a fragrance connoisseur of note? You certainly are, and you're here with a wonderful new release. It's the Peony Noir.
Yeah. The name I'd wanted, the Yeezy perfume, was already taken.
So. I love it. I love it. But you've been hands-on with the first release, which is a worldwide success, and this is the follow-up fragrance as well. A nice little bit of icing on the cake to go with the music, to go with the image. And it's nice. Well, we've been spraying it on everything here around the studio to make you feel welcome.
Yeah, the partnership, honestly, has been really quite lovely. The people that now that I'm involved with have been nothing but classy. It's wonderful to be able to sort of extend yourself and talk about it, this fragrance, which is really, I'm very proud of. But at the same time, you know, as a musician and as a public figure in a business sense, as I mean, I've become, I guess, a property in a way, you know, that this partnership was really massive for me in being able to really have my music exposed to more people, to be able to invite a much greater audience in. And with the way that the business is changing, it really became this really fascinating partnership, and where I could have a chance in a bigger way than I ever had before in having a chance to go out and be exposed in people's lives.
I think obviously perfumes and music, they're all sensorial based. So is there a particular note in the perfume that you loved, or a hue, a smell?
I know it's probably not going to sound right to say. There's a lot of different notes, but I think the word is sometimes looked at as in a negative way. But the scent of vanilla for me,
no,
and I don't think, and I was going to say, I don't think there's anything that's vanilla about this fragrance, but yeah. I always thought that was such a lovely, lovely scent. And I always felt like, for me, it's not really a male or female thing even. It's a very unisex kind of scent. And I know that's just one of the many notes. I'm not sure how many notes this fragrance has, but...
it's a symphony.
It's a symphony of patchouli oil and rose gold and God knows what else.
Seeing as we're talking food, I'm a chef and a nutritionist, and I've heard some very interesting ways that people prep for, you know, getting their voice ready. So do you have any little pearlers? Apple cider vinegar, lemon and water? What is your little prep system?
No, I think mine is not smoking and drinking.
Right, no,
I
drugs,
think it's
nothing
more, it's,
like that.
It's exactly,
it's all above board.
It's less of what I do and more of what I try not to do.
Okay.
Because in my life, I mean, I'm a musician, no different than... I don't care what musician you're talking about. I loved living the rock and roll lifestyle, and all of the things that we know are part of that lifestyle
are
things.
We're getting a new picture of you right now.
Well, you shouldn't. I don't think I stopped those things because I thought that they were fundamentally wrong. I just think that I realized at 40, how old am I again?
43.
At 43 years old, I couldn't get through a tour if I was doing those things. So I've just tried to be a little more centered.
As you touched on, our kids are sent to test us and trial us, but they make everything meaningful, and we're glad we've got your full attention back after a couple of years away, mate, and back doing what you love, doing what you do best. And we appreciate your time with us this morning here on the House of Wellness.
Thank you so much for having me on the House of Wellness.
Thank you very much.
A little spritz, everybody, of the new fragrance.
Bit of vanilla.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Great to have your company. Yeah, we're getting a few calls about hay fever with the season starting to ramp up, and the misery of hay fever, of course, nothing to sneeze at. You can try the Azanair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief. That'll treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Whether it's dogs, cats, pollen, grass seeds, you can check out Azanair. Nasal congestion, sneezing, and watery, itchy eyes isn't what you need when you're trying to enjoy what should be the lovely warm weather of spring, so you can get some relief. Clear your allergies, not your wallet, with Azanair Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, thanks to daylight savings kicking in many states across the country this weekend, you can have your breakfast a little bit earlier, and you've got some great ideas for a nutritious and delicious way to kickstart your day, Zoe.
Look, for so many of us, we are on the run and we miss breakfast. We know that breakfast is so important to help stabilise our blood sugar levels, but more importantly, it keeps us full, gives us energy, and really does set us on the right path.
Yeah.
So I've got a beautiful protein blueberry banana breakfast bar. It is so simple. It is literally using those ripe bananas that you've got, fresh blueberries, almond meal. You can use a good quality protein powder as well. I've put rolled oats in this, but if you want to make it completely gluten-free, you can do something like your rolled quinoa or an alternative product as well. Brown rice is a good one as well. Extra virgin olive oil or hemp seed oil instead of butter.
Yeah.
Lovely, good quality raw honey and a bit of baking powder. You simply mix that all in a bowl. You pop it in the oven. And the lovely thing is about this is something that you can make weeks in advance. Pop it in the fridge. It's there ready to go. I also couple it with a really nice breakfast smoothie. And again, this is just using either coconut water. So we're not going to do any dairy in this. You'll put some frozen bananas, pineapple, a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of hemp seed, cracker pepper. Off you go.
Wow.
It is amazing.
A crack of pepper in there too.
Well, that is part of the... it's all about trying to kind of get that turmeric to be as activated as possible, not just a fabulous colour and taste.
Yeah, clever, clever. If you want to follow those through, it's on our website as well. There's a recipe section on the top page, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's grab Angie in Mount Martha too. We've been chatting a little bit about hay fever. You got some good news for us, Angie?
Yeah, can I just say... it's a beautiful day, and I'm feeling good.
You've been bootlaying,
like
haven't
that.
You?
Yeah, look, with my hubby boss was telling us he suffers from a hay fever from the pollen in the backyard and stuff, and he last year did an experiment and started eating the honey from the bees in the area that we live, and finds that eating the honey in the area that you live, you don't get hay fever.
Oh, fascinating.
What's happening in there, Angie? He's desensitizing himself, which is brilliant. Yeah, very so smart. Well done. And look, back in the days when medications weren't so readily available, this was the only way that people could actually offset a lot of the issues that they're finding today.
Isn't it clever? Because the honeys take on the flavour of the bush or whatever the little plants are that are being pollinated. So the Manuka honey, which is great, comes from the Manuka bush, and we have a different ironbark honeys and so on. Very clever little experiment.
And smaller...
bee pollen can actually, that's a supplement you can take as well.
And the thing is also the amount of that pollen would be so small in the honey, so it's the gradual desensitisation of which they're doing in so many different hospitals around the world now when it comes to nut and other allergens.
Right. Clever stuff. All right, more of your calls coming up. 131873. We've got the $100 voucher to give away to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country when we come back here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Thank heavens for the alphabet, because we're working our way through it. It's the A to Z of vitamins time. We're right down the very end, Gerald.
Well, we may start again next week. Okay. Yeah, we may fight. But I want to talk zinc today.
Okay.
We carry in our body about 2,000 milligrams, 2 gram of zinc, 60% in muscle, 30% in bone, and the rest just floating around.
Mm-hmm.
We need about 6 to 15 milligram a day, but only half of that is absorbed. So we've got zinc-rich food, but so often we don't realise zinc is short until something goes wrong.
Right.
So let me just run through four or five things that we know zinc is really important. Impaired wound healing. So if wounds don't heal quickly, start taking some zinc. Impaired taste of sense and smell. Mm. The part of our brain that controls taste and smell requires good levels of zinc. Alopecia, hair falling out, cracks around your mouth, perioral dermatitis, it's called, immune issues, tinnitus. How many calls are we getting about tinnitus? Zinc plays a role. Important, Ed, as a supplement.
Fantastic one. Top up your zinc. The A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Wagner Vitamins, keeping Aussies happy and active all year round. One of our fabulous callers now about to be rewarded for picking your brains here, expert panel.
The winner this morning is Molly, who rang us about her 10-year-old. And Molly, you probably reflect a lot of issues these days with kids with sensitivity. So you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Fantastic stuff. Hey, big TV version of the House of Wellness coming up today. We're into daylight saving time. So midday, New South Wales, Victoria. Half an hour or so behind for South Australia. I think it's going to be an hour for Queensland. Check your local guides so you don't miss the show. Michael Bublé will be with us, chatting on the couch.
And for those we didn't get to, drop an email, houseofwellness.com.au, up to the Ask tab. You'll get a response today.
Yeah.
And that's where Zoe's recipe is as well.
Great, delicious. We'll be chatting foot health on the show as well. Bianca Chatfield will join us. We'll also look at some of the realities of breast cancer, and Joe Stanley will examine that further as well. And more of this scintillating man coming up on the show, who's been delighting us for decades. No, not you. Michael Bublé, we mean.
I stood up.
And he's also releasing his new fragrance. To his delight, the bottle's shaped like an ice hockey puck.
Mm.
So for a Canadian, he thinks that's just marvellous.
Of course he does.
Yes. I think it's a coincidence. Happy weekend, you guys. Thanks for
Thank
your expertise.
You.
Good to see you.
Always nice to be here. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See you on the radio next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And the darkness has won, and I'm feeling